Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. How are you all doing? I'm having lots of interesting conversations over the last couple of weeks. You may have noticed I did not do a podcast last week because I was actually on an adventure with my youngest son. His basketball team made it to provincials. And we got to go to Peace River, Alberta, way up north, experienced my first earthquake, and they competed in the provincials. They didn't win, but they moved up in their rankings, and they played hard, and it was an amazing experience. It was interesting, though, for me. When I booked the hotel room from Wednesday till Sunday, I was like, ooh, I'm going to have all this extra time while they're all busy with their basketball stuff and his friends. I'm going to be able to work on my thesis. I'm going to catch up on so much stuff. And none of that happened. None of it. It was busy all the time. I did enjoy a great big bed all by myself with no cats sharing. And my husband. I think he got the worst end of that deal because he was at home in our bed with the cats sharing. But, you know, the energy was different. It was intense sometimes, and part of it was, you know, provincial teams competing and everybody wants to win. And part of it was me processing stuff because it was interesting. The last day that we were there, I mean, they had won their first game and then they lost the next one, so we knew that they were done. The last possible game was Saturday at 3:30, so I did check out of the hotel that morning, and they had a game at 8:30 that morning, and I was up at like 4:30 in the morning, packed, ready to go. I needed to come back home to my ranch, my quiet. I just found it far too people-y, and I struggled with my energy. It was interesting because my first day was like, woohoo, possibilities, I'm going to do all this fun stuff. Then by day two, I was done. Like, friends invited me for supper, and I couldn't go. I was done. It was interesting how it all affected me. And then what else is interesting is we got home on Saturday night, not even that late. Sunday, I spent most of the day outside, got to ride my horse, check my cows, because we did start calving. Oh, the cuteness. I'll post pictures on my Facebook page when I take some in the sunshine today. We still have quite a bit of snow, but it's melting very rapidly, which makes me happy. I love calving season. I couldn't get enough of outside and being in nature, and which was interesting because I was in a hotel, and I was high up on the third floor, so usually energetically that's okay for me. Being on a bottom floor, I find squishy and overwhelming, and it's in a valley, and I was on top of a hill, so energetically it should have been very supportive, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't. And I also found that I've been pretty energetically holding a lot of space or worried, I don't know exactly, overwhelmed, all of that stuff with my son, because this is the son that was in that accident where they went off the 300-foot cliff, and we still don't know how that's going to affect him, right? We're still in so much uncertainty with it all. I didn't realize how much energy I was putting out about all of that until Monday. I don't even know how to explain it, but my energy got shifted because I didn't have to worry so much. It's interesting. Even though there's still things to worry about, there was stuff that happened in relationship with this basketball situation that had me holding space in a way I've never had to before. And now that it's over, it's fascinating the shift my energy has underwent. Now, the thing is, I'm going to share like tips about doing this, but I wasn't even totally aware how much energy I was holding for this until we knew they were going to the provincials, and I was a mess. I went to do Mindful Monday, and I warned them. I'm trying to figure out packing and money and hotels and assignments and scholarships and ranch books and calving and all this stuff I was working on. And I said, I'm a mess, but mindfulness is what helps us get through all of this, right? Mindfulness and self-awareness. And so it was great. My Mindful Monday ladies are so fabulous, and the gentleman that sometimes joins us. And so from an energy perspective, though, the mess I was in and everything I was feeling was totally fascinating, and then it just dissipated. And how often are we holding space or in an energy that we're not even totally aware of? We're kind of just doing it because we know it needs to be done. And until it's over, we don't realize how much we were actually doing. It's interesting. And so the mistakes that happen is overthinking. Now, overthinking is not always bad, but overthinking where it's detrimental to your clarity is not delightful, right? Feel what you feel, process it. Use all your tools. So it was interesting because I found myself, like there was only a few days because we finished zone Saturday and won, and then we were leaving Wednesday for Peace River. And so I only had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I was energetically stretched right out. I was doing the color therapy. Now, when I feel crunchy, I can't do color therapy, you know, the coloring book and crayons. I even ended up taking some of that with me and working on it in Peace River to calm my energy down and to just get out of my head, right, my overthinking energy. That only works for me when I need to calm myself down. When I need to process, I need to have movement, right? So that once I got home, I was outside moving. Like, I think I put on 12,000 steps that day just because I needed to process and work it through. Now, when you're processing and feeling what you're feeling, mistakes happen. It's just how it is. And, you know, I've noticed, since I've gone through this intense experience, how much we judge ourselves for making a mistake. I'm absolutely frazzled at times about missing something with my son in relationship to this accident. I'm taking him to the eye doctor today to get something checked because he's having headaches behind one eye and sometimes it's a little wonky, and like, so worried about making a mistake that it can paralyze us. And so to untangle that and work through that step by step. So I made the eye appointment when this all came out. It came out because of his grad pictures, which were horrible. And couldn't get in right away. My eye doctor is fabulous, though. They've tried to fit us in twice. But one time he was sick, and then the other time we were in Peace River, But we get to go today because I need to get that checked in case there is something wrong. Well, yeah. See, I'm even struggling to talk about it because it's so uncertain. So ground your energy. Take a nice breath in. Think calm. And your first name on your out-breath. Or, my favorite, on your in-breath, count to four. On your out-breath, count to eight. And you could count to four fast and eight fast if you want, or slow. Because you don't want to struggle with it, but you want to count. And do that a few times. I'm just going to give us some space to do that because my energy is all over the place. Nice. You know, I think or feel part of our worrying about making a mistake is that we don't always feel safe in making a mistake. Right? We need to be in places or have people that support us that it's okay if we make a mistake, that they're not going to punish us. It's interesting because I'm talking with a lot of clients right now and we're talking about this, that when we make a mistake, we feel like we should be punished. Or in some situations like school or workplaces, we feel that making a mistake is not safe. And there's a lot of this energy around right now. So I'm going to encourage you to notice when you're in it. Notice if it's happening to you. Because making a mistake and the shame we feel with that or guilt, it can be completely debilitating. It can give us those pings in our energy, and it can feel so overwhelmingly bad. But mistakes are part of life, and mistakes is how we grow and learn, and it's not even possible for us to never make a mistake. So why are we judging ourselves so harshly for it? Or feeling judged by others so harshly for it? Part of it is a collective insecurity, right? And when somebody else makes a mistake, you tend to feel better about yourself because we can get caught up in the feeling like you're the only one that's not perfect. But nobody is. That's not part of the human experience to be perfect. It's just not possible. And so why are we so mean to ourselves? You know, I don't sleep in right now, mainly because I have so much to do that I want to do. And the other thing is that it's just so much on my mind, right? So much I want to do. But I also, so I'm up early because I know by about 7 o'clock after peopling, even if it's only with my cows, I'm still on the phone. Text messages. I'm supporting a lot of people and I have a fabulous business and I love it. So by about 7 o'clock, I'm kind of done until Monday. Now I'm doing ranch books 7 o'clock at night until 9 or 10. Well, no, not 10. I stop by about 10 to 9, the latest, so that I can deprogram myself because they make me crusty sometimes. But the shift in the energy has been profound. Now, I haven't talked to enough people this week to see if it's just me or if it's a collective shift, which I'm so hoping is happening. Because that would be fantastic. Maybe it's my anxiety rings. I don't know. Love them. Use them constantly. But we need our tools, right? We need our tools. Because there is an energy of not feeling safe. And it can be for a variety of reasons, and maybe we're not even aware that we don't feel safe. But feeling safe has a lot of energy to it because there's so many ways, right? We might not feel safe or secure if we're having financial struggles, if we're having relationship struggles, whether partners, spouses, friends, children, parents, whatever. If there's relationship struggles, you don't always feel safe and secure. You feel kind of raw and emotionally in an upheaval, right? Like there's just a lot of energy, and I do feel that it's bubbling up for us to have the opportunity to deal with it. So I'm going to invite you to shift your perspectives on from it being a chore to deal with to being an opportunity. Words matter. You can shift your energy by having a different type of self-talk, by having some self-compassion, finding ways to create connection to yourself, to your universe, to your people, to your pets, however you wish to do it. You need to work on creating connections right now to get us in better spaces at times. It's easy to fall into the spiral of not good enough, not valuable, not able to do things. It's just how the energy is. And we need to get ourselves out of it. There's a lot of my clients are just struggling with this energy. I've done so much energy clearing. I've programmed one of my rings so that I can energy clear anytime, anywhere, on the spot. And I've been doing that for people. It's wild. Very cool. That part is very cool, but it's wild. So if you're feeling all of this, number one, you're not alone. Number two, let's get your tools happening. How can you shake up your energy and shift it? Right? I go for a walk. I swear at my bull. Actually, he's being so good that I actually haven't swore at him in a while. Although today when I go check my cows, we turned a couple of cows out that are a little bit protective, so I might be swearing about that. I actually might have to take a truck or the quad and not walk like I have been because it might be, you know, detrimental to my health. And it's icy, so running. Yeah. I got to be risk adverse. I got things to do. And so if you're struggling, give yourself a nice breath in, and we're going to shift your energy. You can shift your energy. Mindfulness and meditations are fabulous at it. We're going to do I'm going to play the chakra one today so that I can have it also. It's the big chakra balance one because so much, and the energy feels bubbly. I don't know if that makes sense to you. It feels bubbly, highs and lows. And it's for us to process. Feel what you feel so that you can work through it. I was on the phone with my husband just a mess when I was in Peace River. And then my oldest son phoned me to tell me about his adventures and shifted my energy for the rest of that night. But then I was up at 4:30. Actually, I was up at 3:30, but I didn't let myself get out of bed till 4:30 because I was done. I needed to go out and I had to, yeah. It's interesting. Feel what you feel. Self-awareness right now, it's there for you to acknowledge. You can do this. You can do this. And if you're struggling, I'm going to send you a big hug and a blessing and sign up for my energy clearing. I do mostly through the Facebook page and Instagram. I reignited my Instagram account. I'm still figuring that out. I'm not in alignment with it yet. But I can help you. I still have my sessions on sale right now. And so if you want to book one, I'm booked for the next 2 weeks, and then I have some openings. We can do this, and I can support you because I'm in this with you. I'm not better than you. I do see the world from a different perspective than most people, yes, but that's how I can help guide you and help you understand yourself, and I'm good at it. Nice breath in and out. I'm very happy for our sunshine because I need that vitamin D. Makes my heart happy. And being able to go out and ride my horse, pet my other horses, see the baby calves running around, it helps. You need your tools. Make a list of your tools and fit it in. Do a mindfulness breath meditation. On your in-breath, say calm or focus. On your out-breath, say your name. Do it 20 times. Count on your fingers. Carve out that space for you to just be for a few moments to reset and recalibrate your energy. That's what the Oracle card on the Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest page was today. Rest and recalibrate. We're constantly solving problems, aren't we? Hoping to find a magical solution at times, which we do. And at times, we have to think outside the box to find our solutions. And we're struggling. We're struggling with knowing our place in the world. We're struggling with financial situations because the price of everything has gone up, and that is our reality. You need to feel what you feel and find your way through it. You can find your way through it, and some days are going to be easier than others. Find your support systems. Get counseling. Find ways to take care of your mental health as well as your physical health. It's interesting because during that time, I ate a lot of stuff that's not good for me. And it was almost like I was compelled to do so, almost like I wanted to feel bad to help sort through. It was interesting. And I'm going to do some research on that and a deep dive to see what that's all about. But since that shift that started on Monday, I'm not doing that. I don't feel compelled to. It's a very different energy. And it's totally fascinating. Totally fascinating, but at the same time, hard, right? It's okay to be a mess. It's okay to admit you're a mess. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to offer help. And even if you don't know what to do, just listen. Listen and say, I'm sorry you're going through that, because it does suck. I don't know anybody that's not going through some pretty heavy stuff right now. So I'm going to encourage you, use your tools. Go for your walks. However your way to reset your energy is, be in tune with your body. Try to feed it good food, but if you're reaching for the crap, try to do a little assessment on why. Doesn't mean you stop yourself necessarily, but if you can do a little assessment to why, and maybe it's because in those moments that would feel so good if you're going to eat something you shouldn't, right? If I'm reaching for bread products or sugary cakes because it bothers my sinuses, and my tummy. But I feel like in those moments it's worth it. I regret later. 100%. But in those moments, because you're bringing an awareness to it, so then it's like a choice, because you know it is a choice. But if you're feeling compelled, you're feeling compelled, right? Figure it out. Ask yourself why. And, you know, the more you know about you and the more self-awareness you bring to your life, the more joy, the more happy. And it's okay to not always be struggling. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to take those moments of sitting in the sunny spot with the cat, even though you gotta share. Pet butlering is my job when I'm home. It's okay. It's okay to not always be doing. It's okay to be compassionate to yourself. It's okay. It really is. Sometimes we're in such a pattern of survival that we struggle to take those moments. But we need those self-compassionate moments so that we can be productive. And it's okay. It's okay to be you. You are pretty fabulous, even on the days you don't feel like you are. You know, there's some crazy stuff that have happened in the last month that I'm not going to talk about yet. I will in the future. But there's an energy to it that I can't risk someone else being made uncomfortable by it. So when this is all over and I'm through it all, I will have even more tools and tips for you. But I'm going to say this. While you're in some crazy situations, do your best to calm your energy when you need to. But also sometimes you need to be warrior. You need to be feisty. You need to be angry and aggressive and hold your boundaries in a loud way and tell someone exactly what you think and why to process it. And so it's okay. It is okay. Don't beat yourself up over being foolish or making mistakes. It's okay. Living with regret is hard. And so if you can find a way to release that. I read something this morning about forgiveness. Instead of forgiving, what if you use the word releasing? How amazing would that be? I'm just going to plant that seed for you. Instead of forgiving somebody, you're going to release them. You're going to release the situation. You're going to release all the negative energies about it. How cool is that, hey? Very, very cool. All right. So we are at about the 30-minute mark, so I'm going to go ahead and play our chakra balancing so that we can release some stuff and invoke some good stuff. Okay, chat again after the chakra balance.
As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Then, let's take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release and let go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around your body, you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze, or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. This gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs, release and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. So that now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. Begin to notice your connection to the earth and earth energy. Allow it to stabilize and ground you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe. Allow yourself to open and receive the light. Imagine that light coming from above in a tunnel-like, cone-like light of pure positive energy. A stream that flows down through you, flowing within you and all around you. Imagine that this light cleanses and clears, taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt and debris, releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted, moving it right out of the body and mind, letting all the old, the past and the blocks, the stoppages go, cleanse and clear, let it all go, once and for all, let it all go. Now, bring your attention to the base of your spine and the lower pelvis. Notice this area as your first chakra. Like a light ball of energy, and the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security. Notice how you feel in this part of your body, maintaining a steady flow of breathing as you bring to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleaning and releasing any tension. This first chakra is associated with the quality of stability. Remember how you feel in your body when you are stable. Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of stability. How do you visualize stability? Let yourself be absorbed in the feeling of stability. Imagine your first chakra simply absorbing the quality and energies of stability. Focus on this first chakra. Ask the light to send stability to your first chakra. Imagine yourself projecting stability and expressing stability in the world. Visualize yourself in perfect health, balanced with a sense of well-being. Imagine yourself in complete comfort with your sexuality, at ease in your life, and secure. I'm just going to give you about a minute to soak in this energy. Nice. I'm energetically supporting you through this whole process. Now let's go to our second chakra. Focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. This is the area of your body where sensuality, moods and emotions are managed by the energy of the second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release and clear, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality spontaneity. Remember how you feel when you are spontaneous. How do you imagine spontaneity? Imagine sensations around being connected to the feeling of being spontaneous. Focus again on your second chakra. Let yourself be absorbed in this feeling of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra and imagine projecting that spontaneity energy into the world as you imagine yourself free, playful, at ease, and natural. I'm just going to give you a minute to absorb all that energy and then project it out for yourself. Feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know. There's no way to do this wrong, and I'm supporting you all the way. Excellent. Okay, now let's move up to our third chakra. As you begin to focus on your solar plexus, the diaphragm, this is your third chakra, where you direct upon and determine your environment. You take charge and create. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra is associated with your power. What do you sense about your own power? Imagine the sensations of creatively expressing your power in the world. Let the feeling of your own power be absorbed and feel your power direct your life with confidence, the way you want it to be. Your third chakra now absorbs the fullness of your power. Feel it, know it, be it. Nice. Now let's move up to your fourth chakra. As you turn your attention to your chest area, you may notice that this light ball of energy is green. This is your fourth chakra, which represents love, compassion, and wisdom. Notice how you feel in your chest area. Maintain your steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. You got this. Cleanse and clear. No way to do this wrong. Release any tension. Fill the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. This fourth chakra is associated with the quality of joy. Imagine the sensations around being connected to joy. Where do you notice joy in your life, and how do you express it in the world? Let this feeling of joy fill you. Be open to receiving this energy and see yourself easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Be aware of the value of yourself. Full of love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to the fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well-being filled with love, being filled with joy. Just soak in that energy right now. I'll give you a few moments. Excellent. Now, let's go to our fifth chakra. As you turn your attention next to your throat area, notice the light ball of energy that is blue. This is your fifth chakra, representing your communication abilities with others. Notice how you feel in this area of your throat. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear, releasing any tension. Fill your fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. Soak that in. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. Imagine the sensations flowing through you associated with authenticity. Where do you notice authenticity in your life? How do you express it in the world? Let the feeling of being authentic fill you. Imagine yourself communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. as the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear. Soak this in. I'll give you a few moments to really feel this energy. You got this. Soaking that in. Nice. Now, let's move up to our sixth chakra. Move your concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head. This is the sixth chakra, which oversees your mind, your imagination, and your ability to see with clarity and perspective. This one's about your inner knowing. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Notice how you feel in this area of your body. Maintain a steady flow of your breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. The quality of this sixth chakra is certainty. Imagine the sensations of certainty flowing through you. Where do you notice certainty in your life? How do you express certainty in your world? Allow this feeling of being certain to fill you. Imagine yourself clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know, with clear vision, feeling, inner knowing, someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward in your life, creating with certainty and confidence. Let the vibrancy of the color purple be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And I'm going to give you a few moments just to soak in that energy completely and easily. Now, bring your attention and concentration to the area right over the top of your head. This is the seventh chakra and allows for your spiritual energy, your spiritual being. The color is white. And this is the chakra that connects you with the universe. Notice how you feel in this area. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe through this area, cleanse and clear, release any tension. Release any feelings of separation and solitude. Fill this seventh chakra with this pure white light. And let this light ball of energy grow in intensity. Feel what you feel. The quality of this seventh chakra is communion. How do you express communion in the world? Where do you notice communion in your life? As you fill the chakra, let it nourish your spiritual self. Get in touch with belonging here on Earth, your purpose, your knowingness, and your pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and enjoy the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, focus on your heart. You can put your hands on your heart and accept with love that you are now fully attuned and aligned. You are fully attuned and aligned. Feeling safe, feeling confident, feeling connected to your inner wisdom. And now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself at the top of your staircase, that symbolic staircase, with all the chakras balanced and cleansed and cleared as we deepen and reinforce. Beginning with your left foot, visualize or imagine going down those beautiful, safe, secure steps. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling confident, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Feeling strong, feeling empowered. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated. As you enter this positive domain, you can sense your energy has been purified, your chakras have been enhanced on all levels of mind and body activity. Everything is working together now for your positive benefit and forward movement in your life. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. You got this. You are cleansed. You are cleared. You will go forward with confidence, clarity, security, empowerment, communion, and love. As we come up and out of this journey for today, with everything reinforced and you're feeling cleansed, purified, and ready for your day. I'm going to count from 0 to 5 as we come up and out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud if you need to. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud.
How did that feel? I kind of went on a bit of an emotional journey with that one today, which is good. Feel what you feel. You know that I always preach that. Well, I'm going to sign off for now and go check my cows, see if I have any new babies. Sending you all a big hug and a blessing for the rest of your week and next week and always. Big hugs. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.